my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, neighbor. I'm so blessed knowing that you're listening. Are you out of bed? Get out of bed. Let's see, it's 4 o'clock in the morning in Hawaii right now. You can stay in bed for a little bit longer. But the rest of us, we ought to be up and at it, ready to go, and a wonderful day to serve the King of Kings. Can you believe tomorrow is already the 10th day of April? They say the older you get, time flies. I'm telling you what, I'm pretty old, I guess, because my time is just flying by. And I'm so thankful that God's allowed me to live. He's such a wonderful Savior. Crimson River. I think you'll love this group from the college students as they sing for us today. Thank God for that river that flows. Jesus Christ loves you. He loves me. And Jesus gave his life for my redemption.
There's a river flowing deep and wide, coming from the Savior's side. From his hands, his feet and brow, sweet holy tide. Underneath this river I'll abide. Crimson river covered me, and this blood but one will be, purer than the breath of spring.
Get another song up that very moment. Now, Brother Jewel, he chooses a song. I don't know this song, do I? I don't think so. It better be good, Jewel. It's lively. It's fired up. It's exciting. All right, we'll see in just a minute if it is or not. We're in 1 John chapter 5 today. I'm going to continue. Please forgive me. The first two verses, another day on this subject of love. Love is the key. It's the foundation. And so we're going to look at these two verses today. Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Okay, Jewel, here it is. I'm going to keep my microphone live because I'm going to tell you if I like this song. Let's see it right now. I'll go ahead and let's play it that very moment. I like the introduction so much. Oh, yeah, I know this song. That was that very moment. Yes, I know this song. It's great. You did a good job, Jewel. Sing, will you?
Heart of mine and filled me with glory divine. And it happened that very moment he saved my soul. My name is recorded in the book of life in heaven. My sins are washed away by that very moment he saved my soul. I'll never get over that grace so rich and free. The longer I live, the more it amazes me. How the just in one joys of heaven became mine, and it happened that very moment he saved my soul. My name is recorded in the book of life in heaven. My sins are washed away by the blood of Calvary. Since the day that the blood was applied, forever I stand justified. And it happened that very moment he saved my soul.
First John 5, verses 1 and 2, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that begat of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God, we keep his commandments. I know I'm driving you crazy, the subject of love this week. I'll leave it after tomorrow, but love is the key. You know, in my life, I used to always go to pastor school in Hammond, and I would take 15, 20, 25, sometimes as many as 30 people with me. I saw a church that was on fire for God. I saw a church that was soul winning. I saw a church that had rules and regulations and separation like I grew up, and I saw that. And I said, I want a church like this. So I take my people, and every year on Monday night, I go into Monday night, and I feel like, you know what? I've had a good year. I'm living for God. Our church is growing, and I'm okay this year. And Monday night always was the church with the heart. And my goodness, every Monday night, I left there thinking, I've got so much to get right in my life. Well, that year was 1979. I went in 1977, sat in the back row. Nobody knew me. And I sat in the back and I listened and didn't cite a Bible because nobody knew me. I mean, nobody knew me. And I just sat in the back. And in 78 and then 79, God changed my ministry in 1979. I have the booklets here, the pamphlets here, and that year the theme was love. Love is the key. Love is supreme. Everybody that sang had to quote this poem. Everybody that spoke quoted. Love is the theme, eternal theme. Love is the theme, love is supreme. Sweeter it grows, more glory bestows, bright as the sun ever it glows. Love is the theme, eternal theme. And I remember Dr. Howell saying, why don't you preachers go home and stop figuring out how you can get more money out of your church or a raise or be loved by them? Why don't you just go home and love your people? And I thought about that week, and I thought, well, I love my people. And then one of the days later in the week, he says, why don't you express it to your people? Well, I never really expressed it to my people. I thought it was kind of, you know, awkward to say I love you people. But I remember, I don't know, was it Wednesday night or Thursday night? One of those nights, I made a decision. I'm going to go home and tell my people every night, every Sunday night when we close the service, I love them. And, that went on for decades. Well, then I moved it to Sunday morning and Sunday night, and then Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I can hardly pray without praying that I love my people. You know, since 79, 40 whatever years that is, 47 years is that? Since 79, I have expressed to these people I love them. I love my people. And God says when we love him, we'll keep his commandments. My question today, are you keeping the commandments of God? You know, God doesn't want you to gossip. That's a command of God. We're not to gossip. We're not to have ill feelings toward another brother. My goodness. You know, I've buried a lot of people through the years, and some were good Christians and some were not good Christians. Some committed suicide and some died of cancer and some died. You know, I've got a lot of different ways that people died. But I can say this, at every funeral I've had, I've always can say, I love that brother. I love that sister. I don't have any aught in my heart. I buried my mom. I buried my dad. And I could say that I loved my parents. I expressed my love for my, and I demonstrated my love for my parents. Why? They're my parents. Do you love your parents? Do you love your mother? Do you love your dad? Do you love your brother? Do you love your sister? Do you love your aunts and uncles? Do you love them? I've had a lot of relatives that I've had a few tell me I'm kind of strange. They're all home with the Lord now, but I can remember one uncle, a boy, he rebuked me. He was a good Christian man, but rebuked me. But I love that man. He was always good to me. And he got older. He didn't believe like I did, but he still loved God. Hey, I want to love the people of God. And if I love him, I'm keeping his commandments. Our Father, I love our people today. I thank you for our listeners. And God, help us to love one another, even as Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it. In Jesus' name, we ask this prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.